Over the past few years, southern New Brunswick, particularly around St John and Charlotte County, has experienced the spread of black-legged ticks as the weather grows warmer each year. These ticks carry with them several viral, bacterial and parasitic illnesses that can be spread to both pets and humans. To help keep New Brunswickers aware of levels of risk from ticks, the province has launched a new tick bite tracker. While black-legged ticks were confined to more southern latitudes in the past, climate change has helped them spread further north, and populations are now reproducing in the province. With Charlotte County and the St John region the areas of highest risk in the province, Local 107.3 FM spoke with Dr. Jacqueline Badcock, New Brunswick Public Health Senior Program Advisor, about the health risks posed by tick bites and how the tick bite tracker can contribute to the safety of New Brunswickers.
We've launched the tick bite tracker to have people more aware of the area they live and their risk of exposure to ticks and their risk of high-risk tick bites. So it's really a way that people can then look at what there is, their own individual risk, and then take the actions to protect themselves from tick bites and tick-borne diseases. Ticks are really, really small. You probably would never notice them much in the environment. They crawl onto animals and onto people, insert their mouth parts, much like a mosquito does, and then they feed on blood. But unlike a mosquito, they'll stay attached for several days and getting large and drop off, which all sounds fine and lovely, but they also carry a number of different pathogens that cause tick-borne illness, like Lyme disease and anaplasmosis. So it's during this feeding process that those pathogens can be spread to the people and to the animals, and then so you can develop illness.
Across the province, is it becoming more of an issue? And has it historically been something that we've been concerned with here?
No, so historically, New Brunswick, and much like rest of Canada, really didn't see a lot of the ticks that transmit specific diseases like Lyme disease. First of all, we have lots of different tick species, and not all of them can transmit diseases. But in the past many years, we have seen a slow spread of what we're calling black-legged ticks, or Ixodes scapularis, geographically into eastern Canada and other parts of Canada. But then we're now also seeing that they're established, they're breeding, and so we're seeing increasing numbers of ticks in certain areas. So their populations are increasing in numbers. All of this has led to an increase in Lyme disease and tick-borne illness that Canada really had not seen prior. And we are definitely seeing Lyme disease now is currently one of the largest tick-borne disease illnesses reported, and is just continuing to increase in cases every year.
Are there particular reasons for this spread, and where have they kind of spread from?
Yeah, they've been typically more south of us. And so it is reasoned that with climate change and stuff, it's really led to changes within habitat and those microclimates that allow these animals to kind of like increase their spread geographically and range. And we've sort of been seeing that with other animal species too. St. John was probably where we found the first reproducing population of black-legged ticks in the province. But since then, we have definitely seen the expansion of ticks throughout Charlotte County, and then sort of more northward into, you know, like the Moncton, Fredericton areas. That's actually one of the things our tick bite tracker does have. It has a risk map of Lyme disease of the province. So it'll show areas of high risk in the southern province, moderate risk kind of along the middle parts of the province, and then a lower risk up north. And those are showing the risk of both your exposure to ticks and to like Lyme disease.
Beyond perhaps avoiding areas where they might be more prevalent, I mean, what can people do to prevent or minimize the risk of bites?
Yeah, because they're here. And so we really have to learn how to live with them, right? Ticks really like to live like in leaf litter or climb on sort of shrubbery and grass to hang out. And they just wait there for their next meal. So when you're out in the woods and walking around, things like walking on the trails are a good way to help prevent ticks from crawling on you, wearing long sleeve pants and shirts, also using Health Canada approved insect repellents that are effective against tick, like DEET can be helpful. Doing those tick checks. So if after you've been outside and you're coming back in, really check yourself and your gear. Remember, we talked about how small they are. So they will crawl on and crawl to areas like behind your ears, back your hair. So you've got to look carefully. Having a shower or bath soon after coming inside helps with that. And you also want to really help check your kids and your, you know, elderly family members to help them look. And then when you find a tick, really you want to remove those attached ticks as quickly as possible. And you can keep that tick and you can bring it to your healthcare provider or to a pharmacist if they provide an assessment of tick bites. And if it meets the criteria of a high-risk tick bite, like for example, it has to be from a black-legged tick, the tick has to have been attached, and you have to be able to see the pharmacist within 72 hours, then they can provide a Lyme disease prophylaxis, so a single antibiotic to help prevent Lyme disease. And then you just continue to monitor yourself for any signs of tick-borne illness following your tick bite. So in the first 30 days, look for things like a rash, flu-like symptoms. And if you do develop those symptoms, then see your healthcare provider. So protect, check, remove, and then act. Things you can do like landscaping around your homes to make your yards less fun places for ticks to hang out into. So you can create gravel barriers between like woods and your lawn. You can mow your lawn regularly, removing leaf litter. And they don't like bright sun. So you can put playgrounds like in the center of the lawn where there's sun all around and stuff, and use shade cloths to shade the area for children.
I kind of want to ask a little bit about how to actually remove them.
There's lots of tick removal devices on the market, but you can also use a pair of sharp tweezers, and you really want to grasp the head of the tick that's closest to your skin. So, you apply some pressure to kind of hold on to the tick, but not too much pressure that you tear the head off, and then just pull upward with slow, steady pressure. If the tick has recently crawled on you and attached, they'll often just come out quite easily. But if it has been attached there for a couple of hours or a few days, it can be a lot harder to remove and takes a great deal of pressure to actually remove it. And after you've done, just have a quick look at the tick's head to see that there are two mouth parts there and wash out the site of the attached tick. On the Bee Tick Smart website, there's lots of information and links to other resources, including the Public Health Agency of Canada has some great stuff, as well as eTick. So there's a lot of good information out there on ticks and tick bite prevention.
The Tick Bite Tracker and more information about ticks can be found at the Government of New Brunswick website, gmb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.